It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The maps that New York uses to measure flood risk haven't been updated since 2007. A lot has happened since then, namely Superstorm Sandy. And then there's also been continual waterfront development and ever-increasing sea level rise. So those out-of-date projections mean that New Yorkers could move into flood zones without even realizing it. WNYC Health and Science reporter Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky joins us to tell us about a new story on research that aims to close that gap. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Can you just tell us first who makes the flood zone maps and how they're used?
Sure. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, uses data on topography as well as past storms to mark places that they think have about a 1% chance of flooding each year. Now, if you own a house in this area and you have a mortgage, you're required by law to purchase flood insurance. And these maps also dictate how much you'll pay for that flood insurance, as well as whether buildings need to be elevated or floodproofed.
So if these maps are outdated, that's probably an issue for homeowners, huh?
Yeah, it is. So, and prospective homeowners. So if they go by the 2007 map, they could end up buying a home in a flood-prone area without realizing it, and without buying flood insurance, which could cause real financial hardship when floods do hit down the line. FEMA actually came out with an updated map, which was supposed to become official in 2015. That map found that twice as many buildings as we'd previously thought were at risk of flooding. Now, the city government contested the updated map. They said it had problems and could force homeowners to buy expensive insurance that they didn't need. So FEMA went back to the drawing board, and they're still there to this day.
How does the new research come into play?
So some researchers at the New School took a look at six coastal neighborhoods all across the city. They wanted to see how those flood zones have changed since the map was last updated. And what they found was that in most of these neighborhoods, the flood zones had more people and buildings in them in 2018 than in 2007. And that actually increases the danger from flooding, according to experts, because the more people and buildings you have in the path of floodwaters, the more damaging those floods are when they do arrive. During the same time period, poverty also rose in some of these flood zones, especially Stapleton and Staten Island. And that increases your risk too, because the poorer you are, the harder it is to protect your home against floodwaters, the harder it is to get a safe place to stay during a natural disaster, and the harder it is to rebuild after a disaster.
So Jacqueline, you said that FEMA had proposed a map back in 2015. So hypothetical, if the city did adopt that map, what would happen?
So the updated floodplain map would add about 46% more land and some more people to the high-risk flood zones included in the study. What's interesting is that those new communities, those new additions, are a little wealthier on average than the people living in the original floodplain. While they might be better able to cope with flooding, the original residents of the floodplain are still poorer on average and would continue to struggle if a flood hit.
We've had a lot of pretty big storms lately. People have been seeing some pretty intense flash flooding. Do these maps apply to those kinds of problems?
So these maps only cover flooding from storm surge and not flooding from extreme rainfall like we saw during Elsa. That is set to change in October, though, when FEMA will debut what it's calling Risk Rating 2.0, which does include more types of flooding. And another thing that's crucial to remember is that these ratings are based on past storms and they assume a stable, unchanging climate. So they're not going to show how risk might increase as we grapple with the effects of climate change. So things like rising seas, bigger and more frequent storms, and extreme precipitation. If you do want to check out both the current and the preliminary floodplain maps, you can go to websites like FloodHelpNY. And if you're interested in seeing how your area might fare after 50 or 100 years of sea level rise, the New York City Panel on Climate Change, or MPCC, actually combined the FEMA maps with sea level rise projections to map future flood risk.
That's very helpful. WNYC Health and Science reporter Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky, thank you so much.
Thank you.